This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kremlin installed authorities in four Ukrainian regions under Russian control claimed victory Tuesday in annexation votes, drawing global outrage as Moscow warned it could use nuclear weapons to defend the territories. Ukraine and its allies have denounced the so-called referendums as a sham, saying the West would never recognize the results of the ballots. Russian President Vladimir Putin said earlier during a televised meeting with officials, quote, saving people in the territories where this referendum is taking place is the focus of the attention of our entire society and the entire country. His spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the so-called referendums, quote, will also have consequences for security, referring to Moscow's threats to use nuclear weapons to defend its territory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has once again decried the Russian mobilization. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Важливий політико-дипломатичний захід послам 30 держав.
In his nightly address, Zelensky says the Russians felt that they were going to lose and they're simply trying to delay this moment to ensure at least some activity at the front, to put at least someone with a weapon in their hands instead of the dead. Zelensky adds the mass mobilization is nothing more than an attempt to provide commanders on the ground with a constant stream of cannon fodder. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iranian riot police and security forces clashed with demonstrators in dozens of cities on Tuesday, state media and social media said, amid continuing protests over the death of young Iranian woman Mahsa Amini in police custody. Amini, a 22-year-old from a northwestern Kurdish city, was arrested September 13th in Tehran for so-called unsuitable attire by the morality police who enforced the Islamic Republic's strict dress code. She died 3 days later in a hospital after falling into a coma, sparking the first big show of opposition on Iran streets since authorities crushed protests against the rise in gasoline prices in 2019. Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince Mohammed bin Salman has been appointed prime minister by royal decree. The crown prince, who is heir to the throne held by King Salman, already wields wide powers and is seen as the kingdom's day-to-day leader. The royal decree appointing him as prime minister was carried by the Saudi press agency on Tuesday. It says King Salman will continue to chair the cabinet meetings that he attends. The 37-year-old crown prince, widely known by the acronym MBS, has taken the lead on Vision 2030, the kingdom's wide-ranging plan to transform its economy and end its dependency on oil. The White House is urging Floridians to take Hurricane Ian seriously. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Get ready.
From FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell to President Biden, who says the storm could be very severe.
Life-threatening and devastating in its impact.
The administration's pleading with Florida residents to not underestimate Ian, but Criswell knows some will.
I do have concerns about complacency.
In Dunedin, along the Gulf Coast.
I'm a Floridian. And we know how to deal with hurricanes.
Kelly Johnson says she's staying home, two blocks from the beach.
This is what we do.
And has a generator ready in case. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Kremlin installed authorities in four Ukrainian regions under Russian control claimed victory Tuesday in annexation votes, drawing global outrage as Moscow warned it could use nuclear weapons to defend the territories. Ukraine and its allies have denounced the so-called referendums as a sham, saying the West would never recognize the results of the ballots. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.